The sound is all around you. The sound is all around you.
Welcome to Song Spotters Music Discovery Podcast, where I whittle the endless sea of new music down to just one song. And hopefully, like a great magic trick, picking that one card from the deck, you'll be amazed at my ability to have picked exactly the song you were looking for, even if you didn't know it yet. And if not, well, that's fine. We release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we cover a ton of musical ground, so we will pick your card. I'm your host, Justin Tyler, and on this episode, I'm spotlighting an artist for whom music is just one of her many artistic outlets. Melissa Goodwin Shepherd is a stop-motion animator on such projects as Robot Chicken. She's a voiceover artist, see again Robot Chicken, but also films like Zootopia. And only then do we get to the reason I became aware of her at all, the music. I love artists that have their hands in multiple mediums. With so many creative outlets, the creative mind can sort of cross-pollinate itself to some extent. The mix of puppeteering and music certainly makes me think of Toon Yards and Meryl Garbus. But musically, they're worlds apart, so actually ignore that. Don't think about Meryl Garbus. It's even a totally different type of puppetry, so completely unrelated. As a fun little bit of trivia to consider about Melissa Goodwin Shepherd that's equally irrelevant to the music, she's Snow White's sister. Now, I'm somewhat embarrassed to admit this, but I actually discovered this one completely on my own. While listening through the Fresh Cuts playlist to pick my favorite new music of the week, I noticed the name Goodwin. I looked at Melissa's facial features on the album cover, and I wondered if there was a connection to Jennifer Goodwin, who, as everyone knows, plays Snow White on ABC's Once Upon a Time. Everyone knows that, right? Well, I did, and I was right. So there you go. Snow White's sister. Again, irrelevant to the music at hand, which is dreamy and reverby. It's slow and washed and haunting, gauzy and echoey harmonies. It's like a slinky, jazzy diva number on heavy doses of opiates. A head trip to the moment right before sleep, where you're still awake, but you've read that same sentence four times and it's still not quite retaining it. Right there, in that stillness of that moment, you've stumbled upon the feeling brought on by this music. From the new album Sirens, I'm featuring the song Be Still. In an email conversation I had with Melissa, she says, quote, "This one I actually wrote when I was recording songs for the previous album, B-Sides, but it never felt complete, so I put it on hold. When I got my concertina, I revisited Be Still and decided it was finally done. I record all my songs myself. I play all the instruments, the vocals, and the mixing, so they each take a long time to find the right combinations of elements, even the a cappella ones. Sometimes I have just lyrics, and sometimes I have a melody, but Be Still is one of the ones that happened very organically." Unquote. The song is a lament of sort. Of a lost lover, of an emotionally distant relationship? Well, I asked Melissa about what it was about, and she said, quote, "I'm always hesitant to say too much about my song's meanings because I'm curious how other people interpret them. A lot of them are extremely personal, and it took me a long time to build up the nerve to share my music at all. I'm so curious what you think it's about." Unquote. Fair enough, Melissa. I'll try to dissect it, but first, we'll let the podcast audience give the song a listen. She was kind enough to give us permission to listen to the full song, so here is Melissa Goodwin Shepherd's Be Still from her new Sirens album.
From you, and still.
right, so what was that about? I'll repeat my guess about a crumbling relationship, but there's something eerie in it. Being that I'm often not very good at the lyrics, I called upon the interpretive prowess of my Audio Banzai co-curator and lyrical lookout segment chief, Jesse. His first guess was necrophilia? Now, while I don't think that's accurate, it's certainly there if you want to look for it. Sorry, Melissa. Jesse then spent some more time on it, and he came back to me with this. He says, quote, I'm going to go a little bit out of a limb here and use the album's title Sirens in my interpretation. I think the song sounds like she's obsessed with someone and trying to draw them in. Despite the porcelain in their eyes, wide with fear, she needs to pull them in. I'm thinking of the sirens in the Odyssey, luring the sailors to their death. She's pulling that ship in with her song and consuming them, extinguishing their life despite their fear and pain. Unquote. So there you go, Melissa. Our clueless fumblings for meaning in your song. Listeners, chime in here. We've already gotten the most inappropriate guess out of the way, so the path is clear for you to jump in with your own interpretation. Let us and Melissa know what you think Be Still is about. And even if you don't want to make public guesses about the song, if you enjoyed it, do give a shout out to Melissa Goodwin Shepherd. All her social media contact info is available at melissagoodwinshepherd.com or, helpfully linked, at this episode's show post at songspotters.com. And while you're there, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, subscribe to the RSS feed so you never miss a second of our gloriously inappropriate coverage of the music we love. iTunes reviews are massively helpful, quite frankly overly critical, in helping folks find this podcast, so those are hugely appreciated. And if you want to explore the new music landscape a bit more broadly, be sure to check out Jesse and my playlists over at audiobonsai.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks to those of you who have become an active participant in this music exploration. For SongSpotter's Music Discovery Podcast, I'm Justin Tyler, helping you spot your next favorite artist.